Ashley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers. Spartan blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Friday, as we roll into the third hour, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Now, very often when Larry Pratt is going somewhere in his capacity as Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, he never calls me to consult with me about anything particularly because he's got his stuff wired tight. But one person he does consult with is my guest now this hour, coming from Gun Owners of America right now in the bunker, I believe he is. Legal counsel for Gun Owners of America, Mike Hammonds, join me. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Bill. And in fact, the chiefs are gone today, and the inmates are in charge of the asylum.
Where did the chiefs go?
I don't know. Somewhere in the New Mexico or somewhere in the country in order to win more supporters for the Second Amendment. But I know Eric's going to New Mexico.
Okay. And Larry's not in the office today.
No, not now.
You know, I talked to him twice yesterday, and he never told me he was going out of town.
You have me.
I've got you, and you—that's. I'm not settling for nothing with Mike Hammonds. I'm not settling for nothing with Mike Hammonds. Let's talk about AB 1014 in California.
Yeah.
Now, I was on a show the other day as a guest on Newsmax TV where they had me on first and then the anti-gunner on second, who claimed he wasn't an anti-gunner. And the way I characterized AB 1014, he said, was a lie.
Yeah.
So explain to us, please, exactly what AB 1014 in California does.
I assume you're talking about the legislation which would basically allow anyone with deep pockets to take away guns from anyone at any time.
The pre-crime one, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, basically what it does, and there's what I think you're talking about, and there's also legislation which is being introduced by Barbara Boxer at the federal level, which would do the same.
Well, we're going to talk about that next. We're going to talk about that next because of some of the things that are in that one in particular that I find a little bit onerous. But let's start with the California state one.
Well, I think the bill you're talking about would essentially allow anyone, your friends, your relatives, whatever, to come into a court and petition to take away your guns. Now, we have members just about every week write in and say, oh, guess what? My guns have been taken away unjustifiably. I can't afford a lawyer. What do I do? And the answer is, in most cases, you're sort of out of luck. To allow your guns to be taken away, but say, oh, theoretically, if you want to spend $10,000, $20,000 in order to sue to keep your guns, then sure, you can spend that money. We've all been through that. But that basically is saying that if you're poor, as a lot of veterans are, if you don't have $10,000 to spend on a lawyer, you can lose your guns anytime anyone thinks you shouldn't have them.
Now, one of the things about this, the guy that I was I didn't even know they were going to have a counterpoint on this. He said that you have your day in court, and you do have your day in court 2 weeks after they've done their thing. Huh?
If you have $10,000, are they willing to pay your legal fees? That's the first question I'd ask this moron. Are they willing to pay my legal fees if it turns out that your suit is frivolous?
The other
and
thing about
I can tell you the answer is no. The answer is basically we are going to force you to spend a massive amount of money, which you probably don't have, in order to retain your constitutional rights. And but basically, in most of these versions, anyone can bring that petition. Barbara Boxer talking about, oh, co-workers and friends and people like that. Yeah, who's my friend? I bet I'd get a lot of new friends if they thought they could take away my guns. As a matter of fact, I'd bet Sarah Brady would be my friend, probably my best buddy.
She'd be your pal.
Yeah, she would be my pal.
How much does it cost for? How much does it cost for somebody to go to the court, petition it? They have to sign an affidavit under oath. How much does that cost them? Anything?
That costs probably less than $100.
So you can be your rights can be assaulted for less than $100.
Rights can be assaulted cheaply, and at that point you have to go in and essentially prove, and you have the burden that your constitutional rights shouldn't be taken away.
Now, isn't there a small amount of danger involved for the person? If my neighbor turned me in and I was secretly, truly a killer, and they do something and they take away my guns, might I not be possibly motivated to go to my garage and look around my Sears Craftsman tool collection and say, I don't need a gun to do what I'm about to do?
Please, Phil, don't even say that. This happens a lot right now. It happens because federal law allows your guns to be taken away if there's a restraining order. And increasingly, in messy divorce situations, it's become de rigueur to have a he said, she said reciprocal restraining orders. So everyone loses their guns. In some cases, women have lost their guns and have shortly thereafter found that in their gunless state, their abuser spouse has come and killed them.
In California, for those types of things, isn't it the case? Now, they have the California DOJ has a gun confiscation squad.
Yes.
And if there's some
$24 million for a gun confiscation program in California.
And they will, if they find somebody that, because they're registered, you know, guns are registered, and they do this all the time, except in the case of Elliot Rogers, when they're going out on that, not only do they take the guns of the people that live in the house that have got this gun ownership disability as has been imposed, but everybody in the house has their guns stripped away from them.
Yeah, it's a concept called constructive possession. And it means that if a wife is entitled to exercise her Second Amendment rights and has a gun, her guns are deemed constructively possessed by her husband. And so they are seized also. The states differ in terms of the standards which they use. In many states, for instance, a wife can lock up her gun in a lockbox, which the husband doesn't have access to. In some cases, she's required to turn it over to the next-door neighbor or a friend in order to avoid that constructive possession classification. But, yeah, everyone in the household in California is going to lose their guns because one person does.
Somebody's asking me in the chat room if it can be petitioned in the court for the bodyguards of Barbara Boxer to have their guns taken away.
I'd like to see that. Interestingly, of course, you remember that there was a big shooting in San Francisco about 20 or so years ago. And immediately, worst enemy of the Second Amendment, Dianne Feinstein, ran out and got a gun permit. And as a matter of fact, Feinstein and Boxer set in a complex in Washington in which they spend over $1 billion for armed guards to make sure people don't come in and shoot them. So, you know, the Second Amendment applies to me, but not thee. I don't know of anyone who's opposed to the Second Amendment when it comes to their own protection. It's just everyone else's protection.
Oh, I didn't... I'll answer that. I'm answering a question in the chat room. Coming up on the first break, Would you recommend that anybody out there listening that's not a member of Gun Owners of America join Gun Owners of America?
Yes. Yes,
and that's because people like Mike Hammond's work there and do the digging and get in there and sift through the details and present a few things to the to Mr. Pratt or to myself or to throw them out there in an email, and they're just constantly disseminating information, boom, 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 letting you know about what's going on around you.
Oh, yeah, I'm just a minion. There are bright, articulate people in Gun Owners of America.
Well, could you hang on through the break there, sir, and we'll we're going to get to Barbara Boxer and Company in the next segment. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Mike Hammonds, legal counsel for Gun Owners of America. We just got done talking about AB 1014. But you know what? That's not nearly good enough because that's not national.
No.
Coming out of California from, what's her name? What's her name? Let's see. Lois Capps, Democrat, California, representative. Senators Barbara Boxer, Democrat, California. Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California. Is the national AB 1014 called the Pause for Safety Act?
Yeah, we always refer to it as the, quote, hilariously named Pause for Safety Act. Basically, the only pause you're going to make is the pause when you try to reach for your gun and it's not there as your relative shoots you through the head.
Yes.
That's the only pause you're going to make.
Now, one of the things that I see in there that that is part and parcel of this particular bill. Item number three, it would help ensure that law enforcement makes full use of all existing gun registries when assessing a tip, warning, or request from a concerned family member or other close associates. Now, we don't have national gun registration, Mike.
In theory, although we are, and we're trying to get Ted Cruz or Rand Paul to do something about this, increasingly, when BATF comes into a gun store in connection with its annual inspection, it copies the actual forms, all the form 4473s and all the bound book entries. And so we are going to very rapidly reach the point, unless we can get a senator to cut off the funds, where we're going to have a de facto national gun registry. And incidentally, you remember Toomey Manchin?
Yes.
The bill which would essentially require everyone to have 4473s, and it was supposed to be so innocuous. This is just reasonable common sense reform. Well, first of all, if everyone has a 4473, everyone's going to be in that gun registry that BATF is putting together. And secondly, the Obama administration is trying to get its bank regulators to cut off funding for gun stores by classifying them in the same classification as pornographers, drug paraphernalia sellers, same-day loan companies, and so on and so forth. So if Obama succeeds in putting out business, every gun store within 200 miles of you, and you can't transfer a gun without going to a gun store, guess what? The Second Amendment is essentially invalid with respect to you.
Now, that's, you're talking about you're talking about Operation Choke Point, and it's just now seems to be coming to the attention of certain members of Congress, which I think that's good with some of the members of Congress is coming to their attention, like Issa and Grassley. But coming from this Department of Justice, and particularly this Attorney General, even if they catch fire and go after him, how can they stop implementation of or funding for this program that they've got? Because this is all ostensibly to prevent fraud, right? I mean, they're saying that they're high risk because they're fraudsters. How are they going to shut that down? How can Congress shut that down? Mike, still with us? Did we lose Mike? I think we lost Mike. Can you go get him back there, Recon? I don't know why we would have lost him. Pause for Safety. One of the things that this was another thing about Pause for Safety is that this would provide funding for states that decided to implement the Pause for Safety Act. It would break it. It breaks it down into three steps. It would ensure. It would help ensure that families and others can go to court and seek a gun violence prevention order, just like in California, to temporarily stop someone close to them who poses a danger to themselves or others from purchasing a firearm. Two, if you already have a gun, well, they can get a gun violence prevention warrant to handle that too, and then probably a firearm seizure warrant, just like in California. Once again, if a court determines that the individual poses a threat to themselves or others. Three, it would ensure that law enforcement makes full use of existing gun registries when assessing a tip, a warning, or a request from a concerned family member.
Hey, Bill.
Are we back?
I suspect that the Department of suspect that we were getting a little too hot to handle for the Department of Justice. They disconnected our line.
Well, you know, they're everywhere, Mike. They are everywhere. Yeah. I was asking you, how can Congress look at Operation Choke Point?
How can they do something? Well, of course, we know the problem. Basically, Eric Holder was cited for contempt of Congress, and he said, essentially, it's like Henry the 14th or Louis the 14th, who said, the state is me, the law is me. And Eric Holder said, I am in control of the Department of Justice. I'm just going to throw your contempt of Congress citation in the wastebasket. I am above the law. So what do we do? Well, I think the next thing we're going to do is we're going to try to cut off all funds for Operation Choke Point and all funds for the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation's effort to classify gun dealers and ammunition sellers as pornographers. And we may be that amendment may come up within a couple of weeks. It turns out that the red state Democrats running for re-election, Hagan, Landrieu, Pryor, and Begich, have a do-nothing sportsman's bill, which wouldn't do anything except get them reelected. And so we are asking Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and Mike Lee to go in there and say, if you're going to bring this bill up on the floor, we're going to have some real amendments. And the first amendment we're going to have is an amendment to cut off funding for Operation Choke Point.
We'll see how that goes. I definitely think they ought to do that. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about one thing that they never talk. You know, every time we have one of these shootings, one of these gun-free zone, could have been prevented shootings, nobody ever looks at their background and their prescriptions. And I know that Gun Owners of America has been putting some stuff out about that, and I'd like to see where we're going to go with that one, because if anything needs to be banned, I would think it would be that class of drugs.
Well, the kid was on Ritalin or Adderall since age 8, and they wonder why there was something wrong with him at that point. But our position is that most of these shootings are just guys trying to get their 15 minutes of fame through copycat shootings. And not only ours, but FBI profilers as well. So our position is, if you want to ban something that will stop these mass shootings in their tracks, ban MSNBC. I'm serious.
Ban the media that glorifies the killer.
Yeah, and basically gives them not only 15 minutes, but 15 weeks of fame as their manifestos and their lives and their grievances are pawed through ad infinitum in an effort to achieve gun control. They think that if they can spend 15 weeks calling attention to this, maybe they will destroy the gun lobby. In fact, the only thing they do is appeal to, and there are dozens of them sitting out there, white disaffected males who've been on Ritalin since they were small children and are looking for ways to get their 15 minutes of fame, and look at the TV screen and see that other killer's image there and say, aha, that's how I do it.
All right, you hold on for me, sir. We'll get back to this on the other side. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take this anymore.
And welcome back. All right, you slay me. Has more to do with just my personal Ludimus Maximus. Joining me this hour from Gun Owners of America is Mike Hammonds. Gun Owners of America points out that one commonality amongst the majority of these young men who are, in most cases, in their 20s, is the drugs they've taken.
Yes.
And for some reason, haven't we pretty much grown a generation of people that were in school and they were 5 or 6? They're all males, so when they're little boys, if they're not maintaining eye contact on the teacher 100% of the time, they call in the parents and say, your son needs to be medicated because he has ADD. I knew that because when I was getting my teacher's certificate, I was also in medical school.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are very few advantages to being very old. One was that you have a little perspective. When I was a kid, I had, I suspect, what would now be classified as ADD or ADHD, attention deficit disorder. I was not particularly well-behaved child, and the way our schools interpreted that in my case was that I had spanking deficit disorder. And they responded accordingly. Today, 1 in 5 boys, 11% of kids aged 4 through 17 are what's called coded. Now, that's under federal law. The federal law is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA. What happens is when those kids are declared to be handicapped in some way, they're given tutors, special instruction. The school district is required to spend a whole lot of extra money on them. As a result, the parents are motivated to drawing down those extra resources by declaring that there's something wrong with their kids. And frequently, of course, there's nothing wrong with their kids whatsoever except they're healthy, normal kids.
Right.
But there's this federal incentive to declare that your kids are mentally deranged. As a result, what happens most often, in the case of Elliot Rodger, he was diagnosed by his father's psychiatrist with autism and his mother's psychiatrist with depression. Neither of them could disagree with one another, but either is the superhighway to Ritalin. And so one in five boys are put on either Ritalin, Adderall, something like that, coded, turned into little drug junkies. And we wonder why, after 12 years of that, the kids, there's something wrong with them. The substantial number of them would now go out and shoot up a school. I can tell you that when I was a kid, and when I was in high school, I was in a sort of a ghetto school. Well, it wasn't a suburban school. It wasn't a rural school. It was sort of an inner city school. I was in ROTC during the Vietnam War. Each of us was issued an M1 rifle, a fully functional M1 rifle. It didn't have a firing pin, but A, you couldn't tell from looking at it. B, those things are pretty easy to put in. And we kids would walk up and down the halls, up and down the sidewalks, back and forth across the playground with our fully functioning semi-automatic firearms, and it didn't occur to anyone that any of us was going to shoot up the school. A year later, they passed the Gun Control and Safe Streets Act. Well, tell me, have guns been controlled? Are streets safer as a result of our regulating guns? Well, the answer is that no. You are in a period of American history now where one copycat shooting after another, after another, after another is expected. And I can tell you they're going to continue into the indefinite future so long as anti-gunners continue to try to pick the bones of these tragedies for their own political gains.
Which is their common, that's a common modus operandi, isn't it?
Yep. I have this vision of a vulture just picking the bones for political gain. And as a matter of fact, if you watch, and I spend a lot of time watching MSNBC, so you won't have to. It's my cross to bear. I mean, they admit it. How can we use this tragedy in order to advance our legislative agenda? They effectively, and in actuality, admit that that's what they're doing in these circumstances. And I guess my question is, what sort of human being, what sort of vile, loathsome specimen would look at a mass shooting of school children and ask the question, how can that benefit me?
Perhaps an elite statist, communist Marxist?
Yeah. I think that's you're basically giving communism too much of a hit there.
Oh, that is not okay.
I think it's probably advanced past that. Well, no, it hasn't advanced past that. Joseph Stalin killed 20 million Ukrainians without blinking an eye. So we've reached a point in which we have a generation of people who will try to achieve gun control by any means possible, by utilizing tragedies, even though it ultimately is going to produce a lot more killings, by lying, by cheating, by fraud, by bribery. I probably shouldn't admit it, but one of my Elizabeth Warren relatives was supposedly Abraham Lincoln. By Elizabeth Warren relative, I mean, yeah, the family says we're related to him, but we probably aren't. And a few years ago, Steven Spielberg did a biopic on him, And the theme of the biopic was bribes, fraud, lies, they're all justifiable in pursuit of a noble goal. And I honestly believe that this has become the Barack Obama mantra, that no, what we would have regarded of as ethical and moral corruption is out of bounds in order to achieve their legislative objectives because of gun control, among other things, because they are so noble.
We had some other noble stuff happening this past week in the House where they did a little bit of shock and awe because they got something passed that a lot of people that you wouldn't think voted for it, but you wouldn't think they would have voted for it because they're constantly wanting to continue to populate the NICS check system with new names of people that can't buy guns, aren't they?
Yes. What it was legislation offered by Peter King, a Republican from New York, and his Democrat counterpart, and it would add $19.5 million to the pot of money used to bribe states in order to send people's names to the National Gun Ban or NICS system. Bloomberg and all the liberal anti-gun groups said, hey, this is our proposal. This is what we want. We will do a victory dance, raise money, and declare victory if this is passed. Shockingly, 76 House Republicans, including people that you wouldn't expect, voted for this, and it passed by a vote of 260 to 145. Now, what's wrong with sending guns to NICS system? Well, I can tell you, in my home state of New Hampshire, my mother, before she passed away, was in my care. I was the sole care provider for her. She was dragged out of our house by social services, taken to Concord Hospital, where in a star chamber procedure, she was stripped of all of her rights without any due process, without any right to counsel whatsoever, and had a guardian appointed over all of her constitutional rights. Now, under proposed legislation in our state, her name would be sent to the NICS system. Was she dangerous? She had Alzheimer's. She had a gun, which she, I think, intended to bequeath to her children. But lots of people, as they grow older, have gun collections. So should all of them be stripped of their rights and have SWAT teams arrive at their homes in order to seize their gun collections? I don't know of anyone who can give me an instance of a senior who has, who, despite a substantial gun collection collected over a lifetime, has represented a danger to anyone. And yet it is this mad rush to ban guns for more and more and more people who don't pose a danger to anyone, including 175,000 law-abiding veterans, because of a fundamental hatred of firearms.
Well, they don't mind the right people. You know, one of the things about the anti-gunners that is completely disingenuous, they say they're against people having guns. But in their fantasy world, I tell you what, I'll ask you this question when we get back.
They would have guns. We would.
Well, we got 13 seconds, so it's a little deeper than that, Mike. I know you're going to jump all over this one because that's your thing to do. You can enable Mike to do what he does by becoming a member of Gun Owners of America. Do that at gunowners.org. Join us in this fight. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday as we get ready to go away. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour from Gun Owners of America Legal Counsel, Mike Hammonds. Mike, now, when the gun grabbers come out there and say, we don't think people should have guns, which is, you know, they say that a bunch of different ways. We don't want guns in the hands of dangerous people or mentally ill people or criminals. It's sort of disingenuous, isn't it? Because they're going to have to use guns to come take them, aren't they?
Well, it is disingenuous for no other reason than that this group of Bloomberg cohorts sits up there in Hartford and Albany and listens to Governor Malloy and Governor Cuomo sign bills for gun confiscation, total gun registration, massive gun bans of most of the firearms in America. Then they hop on Air Force One, fly to Washington, D.C., and say to us, who said anything about gun confiscation? Well, you did when you were sitting up there applauding gun confiscation programs in parts of the country in which you had the political ability to achieve them. And that's basically the bottom line. I remember when we were doing when the Brady Law was being considered, and Bob Dole was running around saying, "Oh, once we sign this, we won't have any more gun control. This is the gun control to end all gun control. If we have semi-auto bans, if we have gun registration, if we have magazine bans, we can just say to them, we don't need to pass these because we already passed the Brady Law." Well, how did that work out? It turned out that the Brady Law was just a platform to the next step of gun control, just a way of squeezing off all blood to our bodies, just limb by limb.
Within the background check system, it is a very well-known fact that there's two problems with the background check system, in my view, and I'd like to see your comments on this. One, a lot of these states don't report felons to the national background check system. Two, when they are in the national background check system and they do come up on a blip, when a desperate criminal is trying to buy a gun, isn't that when you justify sending out the SWAT team? I mean, how often do they actually arrest these guys, put them in jail after they can, you know, after they prosecute them?
At maximum, 45 people are prosecuted for trying to buy a firearm which failed to pass the Brady background check. What does that tell you? It tells you a number of things. First of all, it tells you that a lot of people who failed the Brady check are people like law-abiding veterans, and there are 150,000 of them who lost their gun rights as a result of coming back to America and asking for counseling. As soon as they ask for counseling, their VA advisor, who doesn't have the time to provide health care to incoming veterans on a waiting list, but does seem to have the time to send their name to the NICS system and appoint a guardian over their financial affairs to justify it. So what that tells you is most of these people are law-abiding veterans, are people who are in New York State and were got a prescription for Zoloft and whose names were sent by their psychiatrist to the NICS system. People who perhaps had a ballroom fight 50 years ago have been upstanding citizens of their community for the past 50 years and lo and behold are now finding out they're not allowed to own a gun for the rest of their lives. People who basically committed minor white-collar type election-related infractions, and all of a sudden are finding out that notwithstanding the fact that they plea-bargained those infractions away, they're nevertheless a convicted felon for purposes of federal law. What it tells you, and it tells you that there are a large number of people who are getting false negatives or false positives, who are being told they can't own a gun by that system because their name is similar to someone else's name, who is a prohibited person. What it tells you is that a vast number of people who have been blocked from owning guns by the NICS system are people who shouldn't have been blocked.
With the veterans, yeah. Has there ever been a criteria that they say it's because they abuse their disability benefit? What is the definition when they appoint this fiduciary to handle their checkbook and then they get the NICS gun buying disability?
Well, they put them on disability, and so obviously they don't think it's too much of an abuse. The criteria is technically, and it was written by BATF during the Clinton administration, and it's contrary to the law, but Clinton, like Obama, said, it doesn't matter whether I violate the law so long as it's in pursuit of gun control. But the criterion is that they represent a danger, however tiny, however minuscule, to themselves or others, or are unable to manage their financial affairs. And we had a veteran write in just yesterday. He says, I can balance my checkbook better than the VA can. It says, look at the way the VA is managing its financial affairs. I can manage my financial affairs. It's the VA that can't.
Do we have any data on the ages? I mean, what is the age spectrum on these veterans that have been denied gun rights?
The The FBI refuses to give us, and the VA refused to give us much information at all, except what we succeed in literally forcing out of them. It's been occurring since about 1998, and so it started with veterans from Serbia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, and the first Iraq War, and has continued through Iraq and Afghanistan. My guess is that most of them would probably date back to, was probably about 20 years in 1998 and from then on out.
Now,
but incidentally, we had no problem giving them full automatic firearms and setting them loose in the streets of Baghdad and Kabul.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all of a sudden that we don't need them anymore, that we've decided that we're going to take away their constitutional rights with no due process whatsoever.
Where do you think all this leads? I mean, this bill they just passed, expanding the NICS roles, if you will, in the House, does that get past the Senate? Does it die in the Senate?
It was an appropriations bill. We are begging. We are begging Cruz and Paul and Lee to come in with amendments prohibiting to that same appropriations bill, prohibiting BATF from illegally keeping its list of multiple sales, illegally Xeroxing 4473s, illegally implementing Operation Choke Point in order to shut down gun stores by drying up their credit. We are begging them to offer these sorts of amendments in the Senate. And if we have those chits in the Senate, it gives us negotiating room. The problem is, ultimately, an appropriations bill is going to pass. If nothing else, it's going to be rolled into a larger government-wide continuing resolution. The point is to get more stuff the other side hates into that bill than they have stuff that we hate.
Like national concealed carry reciprocity or something like that.
Yeah, well, that's my number one request for the do-nothing Hagan baggage bill. I said, if you don't do anything else, do national firearms reciprocity and do it in a Vermont-friendly way that GOA supports. And incidentally, that was what killed Toomey Manchin.
Yes,
we
it was.
We finally succeeded in getting Mitch McConnell, of all people, who's not necessarily my biggest hero in the world, to agree that if they used a sneaky procedure to pass Toomey Manchin by 50 votes, either to move to proceed to it or pass it by 50 votes, our first guaranteed amendment would be reciprocity, in which we clearly had 50 votes, and the anti-gunners were more afraid of our people being able to carry guns in New York City than they wanted national gun registration.
Mike, thanks for joining me today. You stay safe. I will be in touch. Mike Hammonds, legal counsel for Gun Owners of America. That's it for the week. We will pick it up again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control. Not ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Financial